He's whiny.
Yeah, like he sounds like such a bitch. I'm going to try something here. I'm going to use, instead of itching my lip with my finger and fucking up my face tracking, I'm going to see if I can use the bit from my Leatherman and see if this will maintain the face tracking.
All right, a little experiment.
Yeah. If we can keep that on without having to clip it all out, that's going to be
a game changer.
It's going to be funny also, because then I'm going to get like a dedicated like itcher stick that I come up.
Well, you should definitely just do the tobacco pipe. Like was that what that was?
This was a Leatherman. This is a knockoff Leatherman. This is a Gerber knockoff Leatherman that does a weird slidey thing. Okay, so I'm recording this in after the fact because I went to the store after this with my dad, like 2 weeks after we recorded, and I saw this thing in the store, this knockoff Leatherman Wave. And it's not a knockoff, dude. It's like $150. This thing is like twice as much as a Leatherman Wave, and it sucks, dude. It's so much worse. I hate it. So it's like if the Walmart brand cost four times more than like Gucci or something. It doesn't make any sense. So just in case anyone thought you were going to go out and save a few dollars, don't do it, man. It's a huge ripoff.
Oh, I see. For some
just
reason,
so everybody knows, it's not that I can't afford the real Leatherman Wave. No, this is actually the Leatherman Surge and the Leatherman Wave and the Leatherman.
Damn, we got them all.
The Leatherman Curl. It's not that I can't afford the brand names. It's just that sometimes, you know, you gotta go for the shit, man. No, so I have all these out because I was trying to bend. I needed pliers because I have a wire hanger down here. I was going to try and bend it so that it would stick off of my headphones and I could put a little white ball up here so that I can motion track the white ball to censor out my face, because it's a lot easier to track one ball than it is to track my whole face. Mm-hmm. It would be like a 10-minute render to do the whole video. And then I could have the tracker move with the thing that was attached to my head.
I think it's a great idea.
I couldn't figure out a good way to bend a wire coat hanger into something that would like stick up like an antenna. So I'm probably going to have to like 3D print something. And then I'm going to spend like 15 minutes next episode telling, like, hey guys, like, do you want to hear about how I like 3D printed this gay antenna so that I can like motion track myself in this software that you don't use and won't ever care about? And everyone will be like, well, I guess I don't really have a choice. But
that's the appeal of the podcast, though. That's what they're here for. They're here to have like a nerdy fucking gearhead talk with Verz and Lucas. Not even really
gearhead. It is funny though, because that's how like they actually do tracking. And like, and I thought that I was like just being like an idiot. And I was like, well, because I saw the program that would let me track something with motion relative to another point on the screen. And I was like, oh, I could just make a gay antenna for myself, like a little Reddit. I should do the Reddit antenna.
Oh,
I should
sick.
Literally. Oh my God, that would go be so it. Funny. I could become like the literal Reddit Soyjack guy. And then I could track, instead of having like a VR tuber, like M'lady face, I could take the Reddit avatar thing.
Alien,
the little, and I could have that move with my face as I talk.
That's
that
the way
would
to do
be
it.
So, like Reddit Lucas,
we're taking
dude.
It back. We're making Reddit cool again.
Yeah. Well, no, we're not making it.
Well,
cool
not
again.
Actual.
We're just
but
accepting.
The,
we're accepting that it's blown the fuck out and saying, like, "So are we."
We're so BTFO. Yeah. No, I like the little mocap. There's a really random reference that keeps coming in my head in Mortal Kombat, because their whole game is motion captured, as most games are. They put an unlockable character that's just the mocap guy. It's like a guy with all the little balls hanging off of him. And it's just a mocap guy called Mocap.
Huh.
And that was like a fun little Easter egg. It took forever to unlock. I just remember that. I was like, oh, yeah, look at that.
Is
it's
he
cool.
good?
No, he's trash. But it's just cool for them to just put a mocap guy in there, because they don't get enough representation. They're behind the scenes. They're doing all the hard work, the heavy lifting. And then they never get visual representation in media. And now they got to have their own video game character.
This looks really fucked up, doesn't it?
I like the bond lighting more. Fix it. Yeah, go back.
Yeah, I do too. I think I'm actually, this is so funny. I have all these like temperature adjustable LED lighting panels around here. And I'm like fucking up every rule, you know, like you go and you watch a video about like how to set up like a YouTube, like aesthetics, like you have to have the fill light and the hair light and the key light and the, and then you want to have this in your background. And it's like, I have just a bunch of tripods and like cactuses. And then this,
I have a,
this, what the, what is this?
I just have my kitchen. The fucking, what do you call it? Fluorescent bulbs in the kitchen. That's my lighting. There's no, there's lights. I never turn the living room lights on, but I think
you know what I think would be funny to get you. They now have these webcams that are on like a gimbal.
What's
and
a gimbal?
Like they'll like track you. So like, oh, you yeah, move yeah. And you can have it like recognize your face and like you come over here and it like it shifts the center of focus over to.
Well, I don't like that because here, like, then you'll see the disaster that's off camera right now. We don't want me to do this, and then you guys see just the
I'm
chaos.
In a little bit of a similar situation. I have my shelves. I have storage shelves over here.
Bro.
It's like there's a reason the camera's
you know the you know
oh,
the,
I just fucked it up again. I just broke my
you know the mattress, the blow up mattress you slept on? It has not been unmattressed since you slept on it. It is just
I slept on it, and there's been a harem of women that have come in and out and used that as a
never.
Bed.
I would never put them on the harem. This is my new desk.
Binders.
Binders of women. This is my desk now.
Binders of women.
Now we just have the blow up mattress desk, which has a bunch of has like a just random shit. It has cords and cables and a guitar and old vapes.
Have you played the guitar recently?
No, I have not. I have to restring it. Restringing acoustic guitars is annoying. So it's just there.
Restringing all guitars is annoying.
Actually, good point. Yeah, they all suck. And then I just have this fucking this sea of used vapes on. The- on the
That's
mattress.
So funny. Just like empty vape things.
Yeah. There's like 10 empty vapes over there. So we vibe. There's ironically
I like that,
a binder
I like that I'm again wearing a I want to only wear flannels when I do this podcast. It's like does
it's
Lucas
a good vibe.
Just only have flannels? Yeah, just only
it's a good
flannels.
Vibe. Me, I'm trying my best to not wear my I have two Solana sweaters, but now I look like a fucking prophetic genius with my Solana sweaters I was getting shit on for. But they're very comfortable. But I wear two of them.
Well, they're also the Solana sweaters are going to be worth like $4,000.
I hope so. But I well, not really, because I actually like wearing them. So I have two of them and I alternate them. But every time I'm on camera in every podcast, you just see me in a Solana sweater. And I don't want to look like A, a shill, and B, look like I have no laundry. So I have to try to take it off
That's
now
fair,
before
yeah.
I get on camera. Now that I'm
we
on
should,
video.
Every now and then we should have a podcast where we just like wear suits or something.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, like holidays or anniversary episode, we'll put a little suit on.
Yeah, like, but I think it would be better also if like wear your like shit, like go to the thrift store and get like a $10 suit that's like XXXXXL, like it doesn't fit at all. It's like fucked up. Like we should look like Giga LARPers. Like we should be review bra on.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Because like I've been doing, I think I told you about this, but like I got that portable recorder, so I now have the ability to just take mics, little broadcast mics, two of them. I have one. I give one to my friend. We go out wherever we are, like into the woods, into the reservoir. We could, I guess, go to the desert. I don't live near that many deserts, but I guess if we really wanted to fucking trek it, we could. And then I set up a camera on one of the tripods back there, and then I just film us talking or saying whatever we're doing. And we have like an impromptu podcast that we can go about doing. And so like the thing that gets fucked up there is the environment, obviously, but we can't really fuck up the environment in here. So we can fuck up the what we're wearing and
true,
make that
true.
Weird. And we can put I don't have trees in the background, but I have tripods, which that's also
you
know, it's a visual feature to
that's
get
true.
People to focus on.
Yeah, we'll do the thematic episodes. Like today, we're going to I'll wear like a Halloween costume. This other one, we're going to wear like a scuba outfit. It'd be sick. And then the viewers at home, they can follow along. They can wear a thing with us. They can feel like they're involved.
Yeah, we'll make sure that everybody knows next week is going to be the tuxedo episode. everybody, please put on your tuxedos for viewing.
And then people will take pictures and send it like, oh, I'm in my tuxedo. That's great. That's great fucking
That would
content.
Actually be really fucking funny, man. That would be really, you get like an army of like 10 people reposting themselves, sitting at their computer, taking a selfie with the monitor in the background as they're like in their ill-fitting suits.
That'd be
and
so
like
dope.
We make sure, like don't, like you can't, You can't have a suit that fits. Like, you need to go to your tailor and say, fuck me up, man. Like, fuck, I need you to add all the extra fabric you have.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to be drowning in this shit. I want to be swimming in it.
I like that. We'll make that. We'll make it. We'll make the zoot suit come back. That'd be so lit.
I have a lot of those, actually.
Oh, also, speaking of zoot suits and crowd participation, we need to get more merch. We need to show the merch. 2024 is the year of the merch. People have been asking for shirts, dude. So many people have asked me, I want a Virgin Lucas shirt. I'm going to go to this event. I more than one person. I don't know if it's so many people. At least three people have asked me for shirts. And I think...
Oh, no.
And we have so many... I think we can make some good merch. People would buy it. I say comment below if you would buy it to make it worth our effort. I mean, not so much like... Mostly just don't want it to be sitting there and we have like a stack of shirts that no one buys. And then we feel sad about ourselves.
I accidentally just pointed my chicken heating lights directly onto my mic arm. And I think I like melted it.
Nice.
So if you guys are wondering like, oh, like, is that warm? Is it warm having the chicken in cute? Yes, it is. It's very
450 warm. Degrees of pure unbridled heat.
No, dude, I'm going to, let's see. What I have something around here. I don't know if this is going to work. But like,
you know,
I'm trying to do this without looking away.
You're going to start a fire? Is that what you're trying to do?
Hard.
Lucas starts a fire in his house.
I want to see if this works
on camera.
Because it melts plastic and starts it going. But yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to catch this on fire. I have
that'd be a great video.
I have my old HSA card that I could melt onto the
your HSA.
But it's like
card.
I don't really want to do plastic because then I'm going to be sitting in here with like. You know, like closed room, burning plastic. Like we're supposedly like caring about health and stuff like that.
And you're just really and you're just fucking huffing microplastics. That's
yeah,
the way to
it's
do
not
it.
It's not gonna be good. It's like it's literally like if I lit the tip of a straw, like a plastic straw, on fire,
just start
and then just like
that.
Smoked. I just inhaled whatever came out. Yeah,
I always think about like freebasing and how crazy that is. Or like. Because you put it on like aluminum foil and then you like smoke heat it up rock on aluminum foil. But I'm like, more than just the actual drug is that you have aluminum foil particles that you're just inhaling into your brain. That part just throws me for a loop.
Well, it's insane just because of like how easy it is to go to a gas station and get like a meth pipe, right?
Yeah.
Like
true.
Like I don't know if you guys are aware of this actually, but there are these like every gas station, they have these things. They're like a little, they look like a small little vase. They have like decorative flowers in them or whatever, but it's like, they're literally a meth pipe that is sold as a decoration. Every gas station has.
Oh, no shit. I know what you're talking about. I didn't realize that was.
Yeah.
Meth pipe.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Supposed
to
take the shit out and use the glass part as a meth pipe.
That's genius.
So, like, when people are like, oh, I'm using like tin, it's like, dude, it's $4. Go buy the fucking gas station crack pipe. It's $4. Man. It's $4.
That's one of those things you have to be in the know for, though, because I would never know about that. But it's like that new, I don't know who was.
It's a bad look to know that also. Like it's a funny party trick. It's a party trick, but it's like every girl who hears that is like, Lucas, like, can you explain to me why you know about the gas station meth pipes? And it's like, I mean, not really, right?
I actually
like,
can't.
There's no good answer to that question.
I was thinking about, there's that new company. I don't know what they're called, but they basically have like, they're like, they're selling markers for huffing to get high on. Like, it's like a highlighter. It's like they market themselves as a highlighter company, but like, it's called Highlighter. I'm pretty sure it's called literally Highlighter because it's like, these are not being sold to draw with. They're being sold to like get high with. Does it sniff? But
this whole market of shit where it's like, do you remember like K2 and Spice and all the fake?
Oh yeah,
all the fake stuff that was sold as like incense or whatever, and then it's like it doesn't have to be regulated, so you can just smoke it.
Yeah, like D8.
You have the crack pipes that are sold as a decoration, so like it's not technically illegal because you're not selling drug paraphernalia. You're selling a gas station decoration, not a gas station crack pipe. You have this thing, highlighters that you snort instead of draw with. It's just like, it was really funny and cool to me as a kid because you're like, yeah, like fuck the government. And now I'm like, What the fuck? This is so dumb. Like, this I guy hate made the government, but I almost hate this more.
But then again, if it's really cool if you have like $100 million empire of crack pipes being sold. I don't know if it's that cool, actually.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do, Dad? And that's the other thing is like, you can mark them up so much because you're selling them to gas stations, and it's like people, you know, when you need a crack pipe, you need a crack pipe, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have, I mean, you can't really smoke crack off of tinfoil that well.
True. Right? Biden's America. So we gotta mark up the fucking crack pipes.
You really need the crack pipe, bro. You can do like most other weird drugs off of the tinfoil, but like for crack,
not when
you got some crack, dude. You need a fucking crack pipe, bro. You're not gonna be like, you got the crack, you're not gonna be like, well, you know, next Wednesday I'm going to the grocery store. Hopefully I'll be able to pick something. No, it's like, no, like, you need the crack pipe right now.
I need the 24-hour store that sells. The only place you could do it is a gas station. It's true. No one else is reliable. The gas station's always there.
So you get basically like airport food upcharge on your crack pipes, which are already like, I mean, these things, like, they cost fucking nothing to make.
Yeah, because right? they're borderline, really light amount. It's
they're
silicone like, that's heated
they're
up.
They're super light glass, right? It's like thinner than like
you could probably break it with your hand if you really felt like it.
Yeah, I'm sure people have. I'm sure the crack people, they hit it real good. I just woke my cat up. He really didn't like that.
They have the strength of 10 men. The crack addicts.
Yeah,
it's like taking a senzu bean. You get that vitality.
that is one thing that I've actually never tried is crack. And I've
I thought you were going to say a senzu bean. I was like, yeah, I know. I think it's fake. Trying crack. I've never tried crack either. I suspect it's really good though, because like cocaine doesn't make people rob people's houses.
Did you ever see that thread? There was this one like right wing poster guy who made a thread about how the combination of crack cocaine and alcohol created some drug that has like therapeutic nootropic effects or something.
Oh, hell
that,
yeah.
Like, prevents cancer. He had like some really big long thread about how like crack is like medicinal or some shit.
Medicinal and how
he buys like pure cocaine from somewhere and like bakes it into crack. Like, he specifically tries to turn it into crack. So that he can smoke it, because that's how you.
I like this.
I don't know. It was such a fucking. I just remember like the thread went off and like everybody in right wing Twitter was like, oh, this is so funny. Based crack LMAO, like meth, crack, epic stimulants, like stimulant nationalism. Wow, high blood pressure nationalism. And then it hits black Twitter at some point, and you just start seeing all these quote tweets that are just like four question marks. Like.
Hello.
They're like, what the fuck are the white guys up to, man?
That shit is lit. I crack has to be really good. This is all. I know, it came back. So there's a science fiction book by Cory Doctorow called Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, I think, and it's about like, it's the future, it's like post singularity, and they made death extinct effectively. And so they do have medicinal crack in that book. They're just like walking around. Like, I thought it was like a joke at first, because it's like, oh yeah, I hit the crack pipe, blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh yeah, they can't die, right? So there's like smoking crack, and it's just like, instead of like,
that is the main thing. Like, cocaine and crack both are like, I'm sure they're great drugs, but like, I don't really fuck with cocaine that much, because you really can feel it like hitting your heart.
Oh yeah, yeah, like, you know, if you're like, ooh. It's not like, it's not to be.
I'm like this doesn't feel, you know, and maybe it's just because like I do a bunch of cardio, like I lift, I'm fairly like conscious about like what I eat and stuff. But like, stimulants really do.
You know when you're feeling it.
They're not great for your heart, like at any dose. Taxing. Like if it's a dose that's like enough that you're saying like, wow, this is cool. It's a dose that you're saying like, I probably am shortening my lifespan. Like, I can feel my heartbeat becoming more regular with the weird irregularities that you can feel. Like, you know when you can tell like four or five beats in advance that you're going to have one of those skips soon?
No, I never
feeling,
been that.
And then
never
it
had
just
that feeling.
Stops for a bit and you're like,
Whoops.
And it's like a really uncomfortable feeling where you're like, like, oh, okay, dude.
Whoopsies. A little arrhythmia. That'll get your blood flowing. A little arrhythmia just to start the day off.
Yeah.
No, so, but I've definitely
I'm not a huge fan of stimulants. And like the drugs that I really like now are like magnesium.
Oh yeah.
Taurine.
Well, taurine's a stimulant.
My heart not feel like
taurine doesn't make your heart go fucking crazy.
No, so this is the thing. Everybody thinks that taurine is like an energy drink, like jack up chemical. But they only put it in energy drinks to counterbalance the caffeine.
Oh.
And it functions sort of like L-theanine, right? So like L-theanine and caffeine are taken in combination because the L-theanine sort of calms out. It acts like an anxiolytic to mitigate some of the shitty stimulant stressy effects the caffeine, right? And the taurine does the same shit but better. Taurine
that's why
really
Red Bull goes crazy. Good. See, the other ones need to take a page out of Red Bull's book because they have the taurine in there. Mm, that's the good shit. It makes Red Bull very like.
Yeah, no, taurine. I probably take like 3 to 5 grams of taurine a day. The shit is awesome.
Maybe I should take some more of that. I don't really feel
also,
like issues from stimulants.
Also, taurine is implicated in reversing balding.
I'm in. Sign me up.
I know. It does everything, truly.
But we're so back. I'm gonna get on the taurine arc. That's what I need. Because I don't really feel the stimulants. Though, you know what's... I get the one thing I get from stimulants is when, like, you have too much and it makes you tired. Because, like, your adrenals are fried. That's why, like, I'll be like, oh, I had a random nap. That's from abusing, like, coffee and nicotine and shit all day. And then I pass out from impromptu tiredness from adrenal. My adrenals are fucked.
Well, for me, I've been in a weird state where I've been in so many fucking calls that, you know how I just get amped up from the calls?
Mm-hmm.
If I keep chaining it together, it's effectively like gigadosing meth where I just keep staying awake, right? Like Kyle Davies hit me up at 4 in the morning. I was in a call with somebody else and, I said, yeah, like I'll be out of this call at 4:30. Do you want to call at like 4:30 or 5? And he's like, well, bro, like I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was that early over where you're at. Do you want to do later? And I was like, I'm good to go, bro. Like we just got to keep chaining. Like we can't, like if we give me 30 minutes out of a call, like it's over. But like, we
That's
just got to keep chaining a man.
You're nuts for that. I could not. No. I wish I had that much extroversion because I got like, I'm a fairly extroverted person, but you have like I got like 3 hours in me, maybe 4. Before I'm like, it's fucking over. I'm done for the day. There's no one talk to me again. And, you know, that's my hard limit.
I think you can probably drag it out longer if you have like a... Because like I notice if I'm like carb depleted, I don't have any carbs, starches, etc. Then like I also have like a shorter ticker. But if I'm sitting there and I have like a rice maker next to me and I'm just constantly giving myself like an input of glucose, like I can
probably
hook myself up to like an IV of just pure glucose coming in at like a given calculated rate. And I bet that would sustain you.
That's
forever.
Probably true. Or if I had
I
like fruit.
The thing that you're running out of is like your social tolerance. I think it's literally that like dealing with people. It takes brain power, right? Like you're thinking.
That's a good point. Yeah, because I know if I have like
use all your brain thinking fuel.
Like for this call, I had like I have clementines because this is the season, so I had some clementines and that like brought me back. So it probably is a sugar thing.
Do you just feel so fucking good whenever you like have a massive amount of citrus fruit?
Oh, I'm a fucking fruit maxi. I keep either citrus. Pomegranates, usually citrus or pomegranates, because those hit really fast, like or blueberries, like those hit like super fast, and I'm like, oh, I'm back. And grapes, I guess, those are another one that like hits really quickly. Otherwise, I feel really good after watermelon too, but I think it's the zinc in the watermelon or whatever other chemical that's in
it. Watermelon had zinc. I didn't know watermelon had fucking anything. You know, I literally
really?
Never looked into it. I know that watermelon has L-citrulline, which is like a vasodilator. That
I think it has
maybe
zinc,
it's not L-citrulline. It might just be regular citrulline. But it has a vasodilator in there.
It doesn't have a vasodilator. So I was thinking it was because of the zinc that you get like the horny from watermelon. But I think it does also have zinc.
It could be from the vasodilation actually.
Like, oh, it has a high amount. No, it has a high amount of zinc. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. But that's it's also, I guess it also has a vasodilator because it is considered an aphrodisiac, which I didn't realize. But yeah, I get like fucking hyped.
Funny.
I get hyped on watermelon.
Okay, that makes all the like black watermelon jokes so much funnier though, doesn't it?
It does make it funnier.
Like an aphrodisiac. Oh, man.
That's probably where the name came from.
I always assumed it had nothing because it's like it's fucking called watermelon. What does water have in it? Nothing. Fucking nothing.
Most of
it's
the fruit
watermelon,
is
watermelon. Nothing melon. Nothing melon. Dude, there's fucking nothing in here.
But hey, why is it red though? You know, the red shit is where all the goods in it. Because yeah, like if you put like
I never thought about why it was red.
Yeah, right. The rind part of it, that's like basically eating a cucumber. You know, it's nothing there. But that red shit go crazy. All right. So we have to do a little hard caps, though, because we're doing video editing now. And you don't want to have to sift through 4 hours of video.
I don't think it's meaningfully different to sift through 4 hours of video than sifting through 2 hours of video twice. I might be wrong, though.
Is it not meaningful?
Maybe it does make the project files bigger.
Yeah, it makes the project files definitely bigger. I was about to say, like, it definitely is going to be more of a problem.
Do you remember before when we were talking about the difference between, like, H.264 and, like, standard media encoding? Or, like, intra versus interframe media encoding, basically?
Yes.
So the way that people deal with not having an onboard H.265, H.264 encoder is using proxy editing, right? Which is where they basically, instead of scrubbing the timeline natively, they render a given, like they render it all out into a different format.
Yeah.
So that you have a format that you're in, you do have the ability to scrub through, right? So maybe you don't have H.264 encoders, but you can read ProRes really easily or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, so maybe 1 minute of footage will be like, I don't know, like 200 megabytes in H.265,
mm-hmm.
but it literally will become like 20 gigabytes in like ProRes or something.
Uh-huh.
Like it's a really insane compression ratio that you get out of this stuff. So like the reason that I want the Mac Studio or a Mac, and so I can just use everything natively and not have to deal with proxies, which is like, it's technically bad practice. Like you're supposed to use proxies whenever you're working with stuff because it's the right way to do it or whatever. But it's just like when I think about the idea of having like a 600 gigabyte podcast file, it makes me want to kill myself. It's so stupid. I'm just like, I refuse to engage with something like this. I don't want that. I don't want the 600 gigabyte podcast.
Mm. That is insane.
So like that's the main reason why you've probably been wondering, like, Lucas doesn't
seem
like a super Mac guy. Why is he so in on the Mac?
No, this makes sense though. Because of Audacity. Same thing happens with Audacity. And I heard that while they have optimized the video stuff a little bit better for PC, that Audacity is fucking a massive hassle to deal with on PC. But like, for example, my memory was fucked on my computer and I realized all the like working project files for Audacity are like 8-10 gigs for every podcast episode. What? Yeah, they're massive. Like if you look at, I didn't know this until recently when I was trying to clear my memory, but most of my memory was being taken up by like the Audacity project file. Cause it just like, I guess it like decompresses everything before it
gets really weird.
Yeah.
I do remember thinking Audacity like sucked ass as a software,
mm-hmm.
and the time when I thought that was when I had a Windows computer, so that might make sense.
Yeah, it takes a lot to run it, even though it seems like really lightweight, but it's lightweight on Mac. So we'll go for it.
I really like Reaper. I really fucking like Reaper now, and Reaper just did like a massive like. I think they just released like version 18 or something. It's so good.
I should try Reaper. It's
another one of those things like DaVinci where it's like you open it up like, woo, this is a lot more fucking complicated than I wanted. But then after you get used to it, you're like, oh,
if
shit.
I wasn't such a
like,
I've been using Audacity
like keyboard macros and stuff, and it's like, I can just do like a ripple cut delete thing in like a one key press. So I just go and like drag something out and then click it and then it just shoot.
Because I've been using Audacity for like literally like at this point 5+ years, 6 years, it's just hard for me to change off of it. But yeah I'm sure that there's other better. Reaper does. When we were using it to record that one time. It looked really cool.
It looks really cool. And the nice thing is that there's a lot of like very complicated audio plugins you can give it. Like, dude, I need to show you. There's like it's like called RX like Isotope or something.
And oh, I like that name.
Audio. You recognize it?
No, I said I like that name.
Oh yeah, so it's like a voice or audio repair tool kit essentially, and it lets you go in and like. This is the craziest thing. So let's say you're using somebody who has like a really shitty mic that like, you know how most microphones have like a 20,000 hertz frequency response, or not most of them, but let's just say that's like a normal mic. It's not, but let's just say it is. And somebody is using a really shitty mic. It has like a 200 to like 2000 frequency response. It can literally go in and simulate what the frequencies above 2000 to 16,000 might sound like based on what the sample that it has is, and like fill in those frequencies.
Oh, that's crazy.
In a way that actually sounds way better than like what the initial was. It can do all this crazy shit, like just go out and like, you know, last episode, like I didn't have my pop filter up because I was holding the mic, and I kept getting into the mic and doing like all of that shit. And it can just take those out.
Oh, that's really impressive.
Oh, I recognize that. I'm going to remove it. All the sibilance, like the S's.
No, I don't like that. When you cut that out, yeah. I didn't like that. I feel like it there's character in. It's like when you listen to music and they have quaternized. I think it's called quaternized. Like drum beats. There's a little bit of character to the human imprecision. You know, having the S's. Having the imprecise drumming at certain times, I think there's a human element that is gone when you remove that. That felt too robotic to me. It sounded fine, but it felt like I was listening to like an audiobook and not a person.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's just my taste. It's not, I like a little bit of imperfection in my aesthetics.
I've gone through and I also adjusted. I like personally EQ'd both of our voices a little bit more after. Like, I feel like I learned.
Oh, yeah. Now. Definitely EQ. When I was
using an EQ on both of ours that, like, it was the same EQ profile for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a dynamic EQ. And I have no idea what the fuck a dynamic EQ is or how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did a normal 5-band EQ. And I don't know if you were listening to the audio on like last podcast versus the other ones, but I feel like we both sound better.
I used to do EQ like for us when I was doing the audio editing. And it's just good.
You do it differently.
I did it manually. I don't know what I didn't have a dynamic. I did like a manual EQ curve.
Yeah, like I went through and like played around with all of the different problem frequencies. Like I need to deboost like somewhere around 1 to 1.2 kHz for mine. So it just otherwise it winds up sounding so fucking like nasally and shitty.
There's an acronym for audio stuff. I think it's like normalize. I don't know. There's like four things that you should do to like every audio, and it basically just makes it sound really crisp. But I can't remember anymore because I haven't done audio in like a year at this point.
It's also hard to normalize when you have like a 4-hour project file because it's like, what are you normalizing for? Like you're normalizing for peak across 4 hours. Like that's a little silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Dude, holy shit. Whiff the coin dog whiff hat.
Oh no,
it is now
me.
At 13 cents, which for those of you who are listening 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, four
I sold
weeks
that
later,
shit.
Not giving a single shit about this. This is a coin that one day ago was at 36 cents. And it
oh,
had
it's down.
A, like,
okay, good. Oh, I've got
$400 million market cap. And it is now at like 12 cents.
Okay,
so
good.
It's
you
like
scared
lost
the shit out of
like
me.
60% in like one day.
Oh, thank God. I sold it relatively recently, so I'm glad that.
I just sold like 29 cents, dude. I was like, I saw that big blow off top and then I saw it come down again. And then I saw the rising. What's the fucking pattern called?
I don't know.
You know, the rising
flag.
It was basically just a bear flag. And I was like, oh, OK, this is.
It's GG's.
This is not good.
Yeah, these things can't go up forever. But I'm sure Weef will be even higher eventually, but. Get out while you get the
They can
profit.
Go up forever, actually. I will say they can fucking go up
forever.
They can
go pretty close to forever.
I am a little confused, though, over like... Because you remember, like, last bear market, we didn't have this just, like, endless shitcoin rotation.
Yeah,
where,
we did.
Like, there's a, a constant casino of new shitcoins being made? Did we?
No. It was DeFi Summer. They didn't call it.
It was all like food coins. But it was like, now it's like constant. Like, this has been going on. Like, there have been like hundreds of new shitcoins released like daily.
Yeah, that's like DeFi. That's what DeFi Summer was like on Uniswap.
That was DeFi. But like, again, it's like, it's been constant. Like, it doesn't stop now. Like, it doesn't matter how good or bad the market is. Every day there's like 500 new shitcoins released.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what happens to all of this? Like, everyone's, oh, Pepe is going to be the new.
No, they most go to zero.
Or whatever.
Like,
and it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, there's so much other shit at this point. Like,
nah,
there's
no.
A new gigabillion meme coin happening. Like, I mean, fucking dog with hat almost went to $1 billion.
Nah, dude, I've seen this
it's
in
on
various
Solana.
I've seen this in
Nobody's
multiple iterations.
Solana.
I've seen this in multiple iterations now. So I'm gonna give you the spoiler alert. This is like what alt season was like in 2016, or like fucking DeFi Summer. What happens is there's like a period of time. It's longer than you'll ever think it's gonna be. Like I said, DeFi Summer started probably like May, and it went to like August, September, and then by November everything was zero. So my suspicion, this started like a month ago, right?
When it's no, it's been going. Like you remember, like when stuff kicked off with like the Pepe again. Like it's literally just been since then, and there was like lulls in terms of how much
I guess
or
Pepe
much up
thing.
Or down.
When was Pepe? Pepe was like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It hasn't been that long ago since Pepe started.
No, I think it was like 7 or 6 or so.
7 or 6 months ago, Pepe? Oh yeah, true. Because Pepe was on Ethereum, and then like that's why before the Milady rave is when Pepe was popping off. Because we had the Bitcoin, they were giving out Bitcoin shirts. Yeah, good point. So I've never seen it on multiple chains. So that actually makes this different. That is a good point. Usually
it's
like
just rotating. Like the only thing that changes is like when the market gets shittier, the speed of the rotation goes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but or, I
no,
will
it goes
say,
up. Sorry, it goes
yeah,
up.
It goes
like
up.
The you can tell how much liquidity is left. It's like I'm starting to think of liquidity not just as like a financial capital resource, but like attention liquidity. Like there's a given amount of attention that market participants have,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, as people lose their ability to focus on stuff, they shift off to something new quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so as you get closer to the end of the cycle, when people are more and more burnt out,
it goes a lot.
Things will go up for a much shorter period of time before dying, right? Like mm-hmm. Pepe had a really long run because people had been like, they'd been waiting
yeah.
for something over a very long period of time. And then after Pepe, like things went up for a little while, but nothing as long as Pepe.
You know
did.
What this feels like? I'll tell you what it feels like. In 2021, I think, after all the ETH things popped off, we had the season of BSC chain, where everything on BSC and Cake just went up one after another.
Yeah,
and then
I wasn't there for that, but I remember enough of the backlog.
This feels like the Solana version of that, where.
My history of crypto involvement was fucked because I like tapped out after like 2018, and then I didn't come back to the bull run. Like I wasn't there for like DeFi Summer. I accidentally invested in a bunch of the DeFi Summer coins because my friend who was just texted me a bunch,
mm-hmm.
and I bought like Injective and a bunch of other shits, like SNX and
Injective was around back then.
Yeah. That's
oh, wow.
that's why it was hilarious for me that like we made autism on Injective, because like Injective was like one of my OG shitters.
That's so funny.
And I was like, what the fuck? It has a layer one now. It's like one of these Cosmos
yeah.
shitters. Like this is so funny, dude. But yeah, so I came back after DeFi Summer, like after the crash. I didn't get on crypto Twitter until after the Corona crash had reversed
yeah.
and we'd gone back from like the 30, like it was like 28, 29K ish bottom to like 48 or something. And then I like logged back into crypto Twitter. I logged into crypto Twitter for the first time, I should say.
SCSE. Yeah. I mean,
as a milady, I had no engagement really with crypto Twitter itself as much.
Oh,
as,
that's when I met you. Look at that. That's cute.
Yeah. That was when I did the like Bulma thing. And I
yeah,
was just basically going around like, just being a retard.
And that was the end of things. So that was like after the, so that was, I guess, the third wave. Because so first it was the ETH, then it was all the BSC, and then it was NFTs for like all of the summer. And that's what you came right after the NFT wave was ending, and that's when Milady
yeah.
started. Yeah. So hopefully we haven't had an NFT wave actually yet. So hopefully after all the money that's made on Solana.
We kind of have. I mean, Milady's just pumped back up to like 6 ETH a while
ago. Oh, sure. Milady did, but that's because it's already a blue chip at this point. But I mean, like, there's no Solana NFT wave.
Like, Pudgies, dude. Fucking Pudgies went off.
Pudgy Penguins?
Pudgies might be a blue chip now, actually.
Pudgy Penguins is definitely a blue chip. But the Penguins? Oh, yeah. For sure the Penguins are blue chip. That's because of they were a blue chip before Milady's were. Now Milady's just passed them. But there's no Solana blue chips happening right now. Like, no one's, like, really trading NFTs like that on Solana. So after everyone has all this money on Solana that they made in shitcoinery, they need something to do with
that's
it.
That's so
and
true.
Then they buy
NFTs. We always have the NFT
boom right afterwards. Or, like, near the top of it, the NFTs start popping off because it's stabilized and it's going to reverse.
Well, it's the rotation of it goes, like, meme coins to, like, utility coins to, like, NFTs, right?
Exactly. And that's like, I think that's like the law of the land forever, because you get the memes, then you're like, oh, let me try to invest in something that seems like it's going to be around in a year. And then you're like, well, I have all this money on chain still. Let's gamble again. And then it goes to shit.
Oh,
we got time. We got time, boys.
I just started running my Solana stack. I did some dirty numbers on Solana like yesterday, just being a huge idiot. Right. Like I went and I looked at like the top 50 trending Solana coins, and I just invested a couple Solana in all of them and then just waited a day. And I woke up and I was like, I'm up 400% on my like total retard, like shotgun scatter.
That's the way you got to do it. Sometimes you just got to be retarded. The best strategy.
So stupid, man.
I'm looking forward to listen. We just got to airdrop season too. Consider that. The airdrop season just started. We've been around all summer.
I kill myself though, because I haven't. Like, I need to run my Jupiter numbers up. Like, I should have.
Absolutely.
I should be hitting like $1 million in Jupiter volume, and I am nowhere close to that.
That's this. Now that the airdrop season has officially started, we've had a couple of them now. That means it's gonna be doing. We got months of this until we get to the point where airdrops are they drop and they instantly go down 100 like 80%. Until that happens. We got time. I think we have a legit after. I think it's gonna like crash a bit for like January and February, like it always does. But I suspect
that's what I was thinking. That's what I'm hoping, because I have a big stack from my. Mm-hmm. Which this is the other thing. I told you a little bit about this, but I now have a self-directed IRA investment account, so I can invest in fucking anything that I want to with my IRA. For tax-free gains, because all of it was rolled in by my Roth from my old jobs. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can buy Bitcoin and not have to pay capital gains on...
That's the wave.
Like, so I'm waiting for a few red Bitcoin.
No, we're going to have that. Like, it's guaranteed. Like, we're basically on that off-the-bottom pump that happened, like, when the cycle starts. But it always blows off, and then it's a little bit dead for a couple months. And people are like, oh, that was it. That was the only pump we're going to get. And that's when the real pump starts. That happens, especially when like next year is the halving. So it's pretty much guaranteed. So I suspect we get a couple months of dead, and then it goes fucking crazy from March on. That's
the only thing
guess.
I'm a little bit worried about is like this cycle has literally just been straight up the whole time.
No. It feels like that to you because you are around since the bear market. It's barely started for everybody else. That's the thing.
This is the other really funny thing is like the bear market literally feels like it's been like up only for me. Like I made more money this bear market than I did last bull market.
And that's the thing. Because you've stayed around, it feels you've been like, I've been watching this going up for 6 months. But to everybody else who left, they're just coming back now that they've seen it. And now that they're coming back is when the actual like fucking retarded up. You know, vertical line starts.
So am I going to be a genius or a retard because I was tapped in the whole time? Because like I feel like I've learned how to do really well in a bear market.
It's both. You're gonna miss the most obvious thing. That's the thing we're both gonna miss the most obvious zero IQ negative IQ play. Like, for example, this is the one that I always think about every single time. SafeMoon last time, remember SafeMoon on BSC, that was like probably the biggest shitcoin ever. That coin I was in on in the bear market. It was Bob Laxative's coin. It was hate. The entire code base is Bob Laxative. If you look at the Safe Moon.
Wait, Safe Moon was lax?
Yeah, yeah. So, but no, sort of. So if you look at the contract for Safe Moon, it still says all the same shit with Bob Laxative stuff. However, they copy and pasted it onto BSC, and they called it Safe Moon, and that went up without lax. So it went up like 1,000,000,000% with his code on a different chain. And we all missed it. Like, oh, we thought that, like, oh, people would care that we have the original SafeMoon. And they don't care. SafeMoon went up 1,000,000,000%. And we just watched it fly up. We're like, oh, okay, never mind. Fuck us then.
That's so funny. I had no idea that was Bob's.
It was, yeah.
I like Bob a lot.
Yeah, it was a copy paste from Bob. And I was there. I was helping them do all the hate marketing in the bear market. I was doing all the hate marketing. I was in the group chat. I was doing the whole thing. And it's still... We got cucked by SafeMoon. So I suspect a similar thing will happen to us this time. Just like I missed.
My only thing that I've learned is, like, I'm not going to get giga fucked. Like, I'm much better at protecting my downside. And it's like, I already have enough that, like, even if I don't make any money from where I am now, I will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that I will make some amount of money because I think some of the assets that I'm holding will probably go up in a bull market by some amount. But like,
no, you'll make out good for sure. But there's always gonna be some idiot who makes out better. Is the thing.
Right? Yeah,
some like
I think
zero
I'm
IQ
man formed by like a giga retard.
Yes,
who just puts his entire he like takes out a second mortgage on his house to buy like Pepe Inu Doge Smasher 49.
And exactly. And then we're gonna feel like idiots. However, we'll largely be fine. We'll be like, all right, you know, I can't complain about of 50x on my net worth. You know. Just because some other guy.
All I know is that I will actually take profits. That was my biggest thing that I learned in the last 3 months.
Let's go.
Is I now take profits. If I see a massive fucking green candle, I just reflexively sell some small amount. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is or how long term the bag is. Like, I always fucking do it now. And that has saved me so much, man.
Listen, no one's ever gone broke from taking profit, as they say. No one's ever gone broke taking profit. You know,
it's such an important thing. That it took everybody so much like time in the market to figure out. But like, you do need to just sell a small amount when you see that insane number, because like that selling that small amount makes it okay for you to like sell a bigger amount. Like, it opens the door to the idea of selling, right?
Also,
like,
too,
you acclimate yourself to selling without actually like dumping your whole bag.
Well, I never had a problem with selling the whole bag. The thing for me is that it makes me hold it longer, right? If I sell a little bit, I don't feel as stressed about holding it, right? So, like, I have no team spirit. I'll leave. Easy peasy. However, I will miss, like, the 100x because I took a 10x. However, if I sell, you know, I'm like, okay, my first sell is going to be for 2x, and I can sell, and I get out of my base position with some profit. I'm okay holding the rest of the bag until whenever. Which is the thing I learned.
If I get my initial out, I no longer give a fuck.
Yeah, and now it's free. It's house money, so we vibe. So that's what usually I sell for
which
the
is,
initial.
It's like stupid. Like, everyone says, like, you should. What's the famous Suzu tweet that's like, it's like most of the money that's made in the markets isn't made by taking profits on your winners, but by adding in on your winners at the top or something like that, which is
that
like,
is true. Actually,
it is obviously really funny. It's true, but it's also really funny that he specifically tweeted that given like
given what happened. Rip.
Yeah, given that he literally did that and it resulted in like a $5 billion bankruptcy.
Hey, but it usually works.
It usually works. It was
until
a
it doesn't work
one time
until
but it
you
usually
until
works.
You lose the musical chairs. It does actually work. It works every single time except for the last time. So just keep that in mind.
Did you see Yugo Viking? He did like a fund where he had. So he was like one of the top Milady traders. He started a fund where he allowed people to invest basically, and he would give them like 90% of the profits, and he would keep like 10 as like a management fee. Uh-huh. Obviously, if he had losses, it was theirs, all theirs. And he ran it up from like 20K to like some number of millions.
Because it was not his money.
Got liquidated on the entire fucking thing.
Ooh.
Shorting Bonk.
Why would you short Bonk? Oh my God, you fucking children. Never short the meme coin. That's known, bro. If you're going to short a meme coin, you short it like when it's already down 50%. You know what I mean? Like, because the meme coins, when they stop, like, full stop. They don't, like, they rarely recover after, like, a massive drop-off. Like, it's kind of like with SHIB. I made a bunch of money shorting SHIB after it was already down 80%. Because it can kind of go down forever. It can't, like, you can make 90% over and over again. It's like Terra. It goes down forever, so it's okay.
But that was, I have PTSD. I have so much PTSD over Terra. I'm really excited to, you know, there's so much lore from last cycle. I think something that we can do is be the old grandpa boomers. And remember, we can sit here and we can tell everybody about, like, guys, so there was this coin that reached, like, top, like, fucking five in the world. People used it to hold their investment savings because it had a stable coin component. And it went from, like, $120 to literally 0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
coins because it had both the stable coin and the asset coin, which collectively had like $300-400 billion worth of valuation down to zero in
and
like
it wiped it. It literally wiped the actual, like, not like maybe not like technically actual zero, but like it went from like 300 something billion to like a few million
overnight.
Instantly.
Yeah, which is very impressive to see.
It was the most aggressive destruction of wealth that I think has actually happened in recorded history of capital.
Probably, yes, honestly, yeah. That's worse than Enron or whatever. Enron didn't blow up like that.
Yes, it was. That probably is the actual Enron.
I think that probably is the worst.
It was literally the biggest like blow up of capital overall.
That's very impressive.
It felt like it was bad.
It was bad.
Like, right. And I lost like 2 million in it. So I was sitting there like Joker laughing, watching, because like I was staked too. So like I couldn't do anything.
You can't do shit about it.
Like,
yeah.
I couldn't like sell. So I was just sitting there like, and it's like, ah, like fuck it. I guess it's like,
wasn't meant to be.
It's like meme money, right?
It's fake money anyway. Money's not real. But yeah, it is crazy though. I remember like being in nervous laughing when I was watching it. Like, I mean, I was employed on that chain too, so I was just like, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I was like buying, I bought the dip to like $50 or $60. I was like, oh, it's on support. Time to buy.
Bro, actually, I'm so mad because I bought some coins, like I had like a million or two when it like went to zero, because I was like, oh, someone's gonna reclaim the chain. And they did do that. However, I bought wrapped Luna, not real Luna. So I didn't get reimbursed, and I was really sad about it. So it goes. I didn't know it was wrapped. I forgot. It was on Ethereum chain, so it should have been. Of course, it's wrapped.
And there was that. That was a really weird period where, like, you couldn't get Luna from one exchange to the chain,
mm-hmm.
and then you couldn't convert it to UST anymore. Like it all broke. Everybody disconnected their off ramps.
Mm-hmm.
So like you would have these insane arbitrages that nobody could figure out. And like there would be like some guy who would figure out how to do like an over the counter arbitrage, and he would make like $10 billion selling like Luna that costs like only like 1/20 billionth of a cent to a guy who wanted one for 1/2 billionth of a cent, mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah. But hey, so it goes. That wasn't meant to be. That's how it is. But I'm so hungry. We have to call this.
That's fair.
I'm starving. We got some good time though.
Yeah. Wait, you got like 3 hours or something like that?
Close to it.
Nice. I don't have that much cat footage because he's just lying down here sleeping. I guess I can turn this shitter on and show you again. But I just woke him up. I dropped my.
We'll say goodbye. Goodbye, kitty.
I need to. Wave goodbye to the camera, kitty. Like. He's like, fuck you, dude. Like, you've got a chicken incubation light in my face. Like, get this fucking camera out. What are you doing? I'm going to put my foot in my face. This is a little, I'm on the phone with Verse. This is some foot fetish content for you. What do you think about that, Camino?
Hey.
How do you like my socks?
Hey.
Yeah, he's not looking very aroused by any of this.
I'm not particularly aroused, no.
I meant my cat.
Oh, you. Never mind. Whoops. Excuse me. All right, let me stop this recording.
When he gets older, he won't sound like this anymore.